Steve Peters reporting an American reporter will be tried for spying in Russia.
U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, who has been jailed for over a year in Russia, is to stand trial, according to officials. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been in a Russian prison accused of espionage. Authorities say he'll stand trial in the Ural mountain city of Yekaterinburg. The prosecutor general's office said Gershkovich is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment. This is the first time details of the accusations against him have been revealed. If convicted, Gershkovich faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
Access to the abortion pill mifepristone will not change after the Supreme Court unanimously rejected an effort by pro-life groups to roll back its availability. Supreme Court writer Mark Sherman.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the court's decision in which he said that the doctors who challenged FDA decisions easing access to mifepristone did not have the legal right or standing to sue. Kavanaugh was, of course, in the majority of the court 2 years ago when it overturned Roe v. Wade, and today's decision said almost nothing about abortion and the right to an abortion. It was all about the law and the concept of legal standing.
President Joe Biden says the agreement to tap into the windfall profits on frozen Russian assets held in Europe will put that money to work for Ukraine. He says it'll also serve as a reminder to Putin we're not backing down. In fact, we're standing together against this illegal aggression. Biden spoke after the first day of a summit of the Group of Seven leading industrialized nations. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 59. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be overseas this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at an arena in Birmingham on June 15th, the first of two stops he has planned for the United Kingdom this month. On the 22nd, he will preach in Glasgow. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform at the gospel festivals. Graham toured the UK back in 2022 despite efforts by gay activists to get his leases canceled at several stadiums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for homosexuals, teachers, and major publishers have asked a federal appeals court to affirm a lower court order that blocked key parts of an Iowa law banning books. The measure bars the use of books that include pornographic images from school libraries and classrooms. It also forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with younger students. The Republican-led legislature approved the law last year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most stocks fell, but hopes for coming cuts to interest rates and Wall Street's continued frenzy around artificial intelligence technology sent indexes to more record highs. The S&P rose 0.2%. A day of drifting between shallow gains and losses, beating the all-time high it set the day before. The NASDAQ climbed 0.3%, also setting another record. Treasury yields eased again in the bond market. Word that inflation may be slowing enough to get the Fed to cut interest rates later this year. The Dow was down 65 points to close at 38,647. The NASDAQ gained 59 to 17,667. The S&P 500 added 12 points to 54.33. New York oil rose 12 cents to $78.62 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.